We're getting a read on tax collections and our state's purse strings ahead of tax season with the state revenue secretary on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, though, let's check in on our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Noah Ovshinsky. Hi there, Noah.
Hey, good morning, Kate. Good to be here.
Good morning. And we are here to say that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported, and your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, last hour we heard from 5 donors. Thank you to everyone who gave. Truly, we do appreciate. Though we do have another goal this hour, and that goal is 20 gifts. And of course, these goals, these hourly goals, help us stay on track over the course of a pledge drive. And now is your turn to step up here in the waning hours of our pledge drive to help us make our goals.
Yes,
now is the time to show your support.
Let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. It starts with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This might sound a little bit like bragging, but it is true. Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality. That's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Indeed it is. Your contribution makes the morning show possible. It makes so many other programs as well. And when you give, you're part of that quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear from a lot of first-time donors who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college, or people who turn 30 and realize, well, you know, Kate, you and I wouldn't know about that. But, you know, at 30, you think, oh, I've grown up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of life. And we encourage it. Many first-time donors give, say, $10 or $20 a month, but you choose the amount that's right for you. And then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, you have a chance to win an Etsy gift card when you donate any amount for the WPR programs you love. Find unique gifts to finish up your holiday shopping or custom pieces to spruce up your home with a $250 shopping spree on Etsy.com. You'll have 5 chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Etsy Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Yes, do you have all that? Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovshinsky. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
That's right. Giving to WPR is easy, we promise. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say, oh, $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you again and again every day in the form of engaging programs, engaging conversations like the morning show. So show your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And we are looking to get 18 more gifts in the hour here with 50 minutes left to go. You can start a tradition this year. You can make a gift for the programs you've enjoyed in 2021 and that you'll rely on next year. Your gift makes it all possible at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you're entered into that exciting drawing. Five lucky people will win $250 to spend on Etsy, Etsy.com. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, we got your back. Those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Patricia in Stevens Point says, it's how I begin my day every day. Thank you, Patricia, for your pledge of support. You can join her right now with your pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thanks so much.
Now to state tax collections to get a read on economic activity in our state, we turn to the Department of Revenue. The latest general purpose revenue tax collections report published last month show double-digit year-over-year growth in certain tax collection areas. But it said individual income tax collections will slow and eventually turn negative next year. What questions do you have for the Revenue Department about tax collections? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Secretary Barca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, terrific to be with you, Kate. Thank you so much. Appreciate your interest.
Well, bring us up to present day, if you will, because in the summer we learned about the unprecedented tax collections that Wisconsin would take in $4.4 billion more than what was previously estimated in tax revenue by mid-2023. What is that picture like now?
Well, tax collections are going exceedingly well, and that's because the economy is doing so well in Wisconsin. We're just so pleased that, you know, our Badger bounce back better, that Governor Evers worked so hard to try to put together, is going very vibrantly. I mean, we're back to pre-pandemic levels in terms of employment in the manufacturing sector, and we're probably 6 months to a year away from virtually every other sector catching up to pre-pandemic levels as well. So it's been just terrific. I think that so much of it is, you know, obviously the federal government played a big role with stimulus dollars, and you know, the Evers administration really put a focus on, other than using money for public health and vaccinations and testing, most of the money has gone back to small businesses and the Wisconsin Farm Support Program, which just ended on Monday for round two, and lodging grants and restaurant grants, things of that sort. So we've distributed about $700 million between all the various grants that have gone on. And so I think that's made a difference.
So economy cooking, is there any one sector, you're mentioning quite a bit on businesses here, what do corporate tax collections look like?
They've been extremely strong. We've been very pleased to see that growth. The fiscal estimate for corporate taxes was set for June at $2.3 billion, and we're at $2.56 billion. So we're way above forecast. We're about $230 million ahead of where we expected to be. So you can tell it's just one more indication just of how strong the economy is coming back. And that, combined with sales taxes, which our economists at the Department of Revenue tell us are the best barometer for where the economy is going, are also extremely positive.
There is an income tax cut in the new biennial budget, reducing the tax rate for the second highest income bracket from 6.27% to 5.3%. What is that expected to do to tax collections, and when do you see those revenue declines kicking in?
Well, beginning January 1st, the governor had asked us, and by my authority as secretary, we reduced the withholding tables, meaning that beginning January 1st, people see more money in their paychecks. Now, of course, it's an individual decision. People can change it, but most people just go with the standard withholding table. So that means that, the workers of Wisconsin will see, really $2 billion in individual income tax relief over the course of the biennium, which is huge, of course. And as you indicated, that lowered the second rate. As part of the marketplace bill that we passed, that lowered the first rate. So together, you have 2.4 million filers of the 3 million filers that will be receiving tax relief over the course of this next biennium. So that, of course, helps to stimulate the economy, because as people have more money in their pockets, they go out and buy, goods and services for for their children, their families, and fix up their homes and help small businesses in Wisconsin to increase their revenues.
I want to address criticisms of shared revenue between the state and cities, state and local governments. The head of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce said at a panel discussion this week, quoted in the Journal Sentinel, that over the past decade, the state has broken its commitment to share revenue it collects from growth of sales and income taxes generated here. What is your take on this local sentiment?
Well, we agree with that sentiment of the Department of Revenue, as does Governor Reivers. Governor Reivers has proposed increases in shared revenue in each of the budgets that he's put forward. He also provided for, if the people of a community voted for it, to have a local option sales tax. But unfortunately, the legislature has not passed any of those measures whatsoever. So it's true, it's been about 15 years since shared revenue has increased, and that's unacceptable. I think it is a huge problem, and I think it's very difficult for our municipal leaders, whether they be mayors or, you know, village presidents or town chairmen and all the people that serve on those boards, to be able to make ends meet. So I would have to agree completely with that sentiment, quite frankly.
We have Revenue Secretary Peter Barca, who is with us on state tax collections, the financial position of our state headed into tax season. Did you utilize the state tax filing date extension last year? Do you think it should be offered again? What thoughts or questions do you have about how the state is allocating federal pandemic aid? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here. We'll continue this ahead on the Ideas Network. We're discussing revenue collections in our state and what it means for Wisconsin's fiscal health and economic activity. We have the Revenue Secretary on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's move to our year-end membership drive at WPR. I'm here with Noah Oshinsky. And, you know, you set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer. Make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. Takes just a few minutes on this Friday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, with just about, 41 minutes left in the hour, we have got 16 more gifts we'd like to get in the door by 8 o'clock. This is where you come in. Now is your time to pledge your support. And thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Simply put, your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You know, you share every weekday morning with this program, and your morning wouldn't be the same without interesting guests talking about a wide variety of topics. The last segment being a great example. Right here on the Ideas Network is here when your alarm clock wakes you up, or maybe while you share your breakfast in the kitchen with us, or drive to work with us. No matter how and where you listen to us, it's your support that makes these morning conversations possible. So please give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And support the programs you count on. Become a sustainer, making ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and that will feel great. So pick an amount that works for you, any amount really, maybe $10 a month, $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Since 2010, WPR members have provided more than 400,000 meals to people facing hunger in Wisconsin. This drive, Alliant Energy will match up to 12,500 meals. Join in now. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. With your donation of $10 or $20 a month, it will go twice as far in providing hunger relief to the people in your community. Here's how to give.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovchinsky. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you appreciate going strong. And whether your contribution is set at $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on each and every gift.
Indeed. And speaking of gifts, Kate, we are looking to get 16 more here in the door by the end of the hour. Now is the time to make that gift. Don't wait. We always ask you to give the amount that's right for you. And if it's helpful to use a formula, look at it this way. Say you hear three things a day that you're already glad you heard. And if you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to $10 a month. If that math adds up for you, you can make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for those 16 more gifts this hour, your gift today, be one of those at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And feel good, ensuring a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And you can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. This is a really cool program. Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and they'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gift, up to $5,000 worth of meals. You can ask for your food bank gift and get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Nick and Baraboo, who says WPR has great informative programs and news. Thank you. No, thank you, Nick. And Israel in Middleton says WPR is excellent journalism overall. WPR is listener supported. That means your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Now to tax collections in Wisconsin and a check-in with our state's Revenue Secretary, Peter Barca. As the year comes to a close, the Urban Institute studies nationwide trends in tax collection, and state and local governments are seeing double-digit growth in state government tax revenues, so not just a Wisconsin phenomenon. How is the pandemic affecting taxes? What questions do you have for the secretary? Let's talk about it. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Revenue Secretary Peter Barca stays with us. Secretary Barca, we just got off of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, two of the biggest shopping days of the year, as you know. How much of the state's expected tax revenues are from online sales currently?
Well, online sales have been exploding. In fact, as I listened to your point, Kate, about how the pandemic affected us, I think it's affected, you know, brick and mortar retailers to some degree, although, you know, obviously we had a very positive Black Friday, and sales are doing extremely well all across the board. But for sales taxes that come in from Marketplace, they're growing at more than 20% year over year, where it's more 12% when you look at it across the spectrum in terms of sales tax collection. So that tells us that people are still nervous, especially now with the new variants, as you reported at the top of the hour. So not as many people are going to the brick and mortar stores. And, you know, we'd like to see more of that, frankly, because we know that it's small businesses and that help support the local community in such a strong way, you know, whether it's for the Girl Scouts or Little Leagues or all the other civic causes that exist. So that's why those sort of small business Saturdays are so important. But overall, sales tax collections are doing extremely well. And our economists, the Department of Revenue, Kate, they tell us that that's the best barometer of where the economy is going. So it's looking extremely positive overall.
I'm just curious, since 2018 and the Wayfair decision and out-of-state retailers having to put in those share of taxes, how much auditing is going on there, and how much are you ensuring this is being done?
Well, we do audit that very carefully, and the Legislative Audit Bureau also assists us in that effort, and that they do an audit as well. So we think there's been very strong compliance overall. We have very good systems to try and check on that. Of course, you know, you can't check it to the nth degree, but overall, we think that there's been very strong compliance, and, you know, the bigger groups that now are responsible in many instances, whether it be the Etsy's of the world or all the other ones that exist out there, we think they've done a nice job overall. So we're very pleased with that. And we feel like when you look at sales tax reports and these sellers growing by 20% year over year, you know that obviously they are collecting just a huge amount of money from people that are going online.
You are rolling out an identity protection PIN system for tax filers. How does that work?
Well, it's a very important protection. The IRS is doing something similar. I have the good fortune of serving on one of their advisory committees. And I know that they have a program, and the Department of Revenue has our own unique program. And the idea behind it is people can take an identity PIN, and that better protects them. It's an optional program at this point for individuals, but we strongly recommend it. We spend millions of dollars every year, Kate, in order to protect people's identities, in order to prevent the myriad kinds of fraud attempts that go on in the cyber world out there, where people are trying to steal people's refunds from their taxes. And
are you seeing a rise in identity theft and fraud?
There's definitely more attempts being made than ever before, and you know, so as a consequence, you know, if there's one thing people should remember from this conversation is, you know, they need to update their cyberware protection, and they need to make sure that they're doing everything they can to protect their identity. And that's where this identity PIN system, you know, really is a plus. So we would encourage people to look into it for their own personal well-being, and you know, businesses have this already. So but it's very important because the efforts are growing, and you know, we have to redouble our efforts every year to upgrade our software and add new checks and balances and systems in place in order to protect people's identity, which we take extremely seriously.
So you feel like you're trying to just stay one step ahead of this.
That's a perfect way to put it, Kate. We do feel like we're staying, you know, working hard to stay one step ahead of the fraudsters of the world.
Well, Secretary Barca, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Always great to be on your show, Kate. And I know when I hear from friends and people out in the community, it seems like I get more responses when I'm on your show than any other show. So
appreciate it.
To be with you.
Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Ahead this hour, we meet the restaurant owner who has a robot buzzing around his Eau Claire Bistro.
The cost of this robot, it's about the same price as hiring, you know, a server.
News update is next here on the Ideas Network. We're learning about how one Eau Claire restaurant is using a robot and how the staff is getting along with Johnny Five. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and there is nothing robotic about our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming from the heart. I'm here with Noah Ovchinsky. Noah, you agree?
Absolutely. We are not zeros and ones. We are real people who need your support.
Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Speaking of digits there, super important as we end this year and look forward to 2022.
And Kate, we have a goal of 20 gifts this hour. And we're looking for your gift to add to that. So please join us right now with your pledge of support. Your gift is so very important. Help us get closer to that goal of 20 gifts this hour. Because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just earlier this morning, we heard a fascinating conversation about tax collections in Wisconsin and what that says or doesn't say about our economy. Of course, tax collections are a big part of how we get our services here in Wisconsin. It's part of our daily life. You know, these are the kinds of impactful, relevant, timely conversations you can count on from the morning show.
And WPR is listener supported, so that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it makes the many varied topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Well, when you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
Indeed it is. And a dollar a day comes out to $30 a month. You can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Just make your gift now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovshinsky. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on each day. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift, you set it at $10 a month. Maybe it's a different number. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to be just under 33 cents a day. Mm. That is what I call a great value.
Yes, make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then look at that ROI. You'll get a whole lot in return.
And with 22 minutes left in the hour, we're looking to get 16 more people to join in. You know, the end of the year is a great time to take action on your values. Make your gift right now for the WPR programs you rely on year-round. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll be entered in an exciting drawing. Five lucky people will win $250 to spend on unique items at Etsy. Etsy.com. No contribution is necessary. All the details are at WPR.org/drawing. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Thank you for your gift. It truly is powerful. Make that difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now to Eau Claire, where Johnny Five the Robot is helping servers on the floor, delivering food to tables, ferrying dirty dishes to the kitchen. Johnny Five has been at it for a little over a month now. We're checking in. Have you eaten out lately? Are restaurants short-staffed? Is your favorite restaurant using robotics or automation in some way? Do you order from your phone when you sit down? I just did that. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Henry Chan owns Shanghai Bistro in Eau Claire. He's been in the restaurant business for more than 30 years. Henry, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, give us a picture in our mind's eye. What does Johnny Five look like?
Johnny Five looks like a tray on wheels. It doesn't look like the Johnny Five, like, you know, we named him after Johnny Five after the movie Short Circuit, the robot. But
I was wondering when that would come up. It came up right away. So this, basically, you said it's on wheels. It looks like a tray on wheels. You know, I was kind of thinking of those little vacuums that run around, but this is kind of taller. How tall is it?
Johnny's about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Got three different levels. You know, there's a lower level, middle, and then top. So just a round, looks like a round barrel, like a 55-gallon barrel.
Okay.
You know, cut in three sections that just rolls around the dining room.
And I understand Johnny Five's first day on the job was October 28th. That's, you know, a little time to evaluate how Johnny Five's doing there on the floor, give a little feedback. How are they doing?
Amazing. The robot proved itself, you know, the first day, you know, it was put up to service. And then the following day, you know, everything that's been said about how robots will help, I mean, it proved itself right away when someone was late for work.
So how did it prove itself? What did it do?
So during lunch, we try to run minimal staff. So simply just because, well, one, we can't hire enough people. And two, if we have too many servers, then the server doesn't make as much tips. So we'd like to have a healthy balance so that the server, you know, makes good tips, especially during lunch, because it's quick and short. So we have a bartender, and then we have one server for lunch. The opening server was late, so didn't show up for a shift, so we just had, you know, the bartender. And without Johnny Five, we would have been, you know, delayed, you know, service went slow. But then with Johnny, the bartender was able to take all the food orders in the dining room, and then Johnny delivered all the food. So really, we didn't need that second server that day, and then everything still went uphill fast. You know, food wasn't dying in the window waiting, getting cold. So right away, you know, Johnny proved his worth the second day.
Okay, so you were plating up food in the kitchen, putting it on Johnny Five. How does Johnny Five know which table to bring it to?
So we have to enter the table number. So Johnny Five isn't 100% autonomous, so it definitely still needs human interaction. And so in most kitchens, you always have a person called an expediter or expo, which, you know, gathers your orders, you know, tells the cook line, you know, what to make first or if this needs to be remade, stuff like that. So that person, when the food comes up, will put it on Johnny, hit the table number, and then Johnny will drive himself to the table and say, you know, please take your food. And then when the food's taken off of him, they'll say thank you, enjoy, and then come back to the kitchen.
And you've programmed then Johnny Five as to the map out of your whole restaurant as to where each table is.
Correct. So Johnny Five is one of the most advanced robots in the for a food service industry. There's multiple robots available, but Johnny uses the latest and best software, hardware. So he's got vision, he's got LiDAR. So he's got, you know, when he's moving around, the restaurant's mapped out. You know, he knows where he's going. And then the tables, you know, when we program these robots, they're driven on the restaurant manually first. And then each table, it's kind of like dropped pin, so he knows, and that's stored. But then when he moves around, he can see everything because he's got, you know, cameras with eyes and then also radar.
Hmm. So it's kind of this elaborate mapping data that is shelved within Johnny Five, and that you just program that in and away your robot goes in your restaurant. How are customers reacting?
You know, for the most part, good. It's so unique and so different. I mean, right now, you know, if you haven't seen him before and you come to a restaurant, you're just, you know, just sitting at your table talking, waiting for your food or whatnot, and Johnny comes out of the kitchen. And, you know, everybody, it's like one of those moments where everybody pulls out their cell phone and is taking pictures, or sometimes people, I'll watch people and they'll turn around and the expression on their faces is like, it's just priceless. They're just, you know, like, what? You know, what is that? Yeah, it's almost straight out of a movie.
Where does Johnny Five put his tips?
We got to tip the humans. You know, we put a sticker on the back of them. Says, you know, we'll put a sticker on the back of Johnny. Says, you know, please tip your humans or else they won't plug me in.
I love that. That's pretty amazing. You know, there is this national shortage of restaurant workers. Surely you felt it. Is this type of automation a part of the solution?
It is. You know, robot automation, and, you know, obviously not new. You know, everything we use on a daily, you know, right from food to our phones to our cars, it's, you know, there's a process. It's not 100% made by a robot. In the food service industry, robots are, you know, new as far as like restaurant, you know, but not as manufacturing, it's not new, but coming into more restaurant service, it's fairly, you know, it's not brand new, but it's, you know, it's in the infancy stages, you know, and it's definitely helping. You know, it's especially right now with, you know, pandemic going on, you know, just think if we rewound back to last year and you didn't want close contact, you know, with humans, well, Johnny Five is a robot. So you would eliminate that human-to-human contact, you know, one less step by using a robot. So it just has many benefits.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Henry Chan, who is the owner of an Eau Claire Bistro and invested in a robot to help on the floor. You can join in as to how you see automation working in restaurants or your favorite restaurants. 800-642-1234. Henry, we're going to get more to the pandemic and the impact on your business in a moment, but I want to ask you, what gave you the idea to buy a robotic server?
You know, I saw it pop up online. I was just, you know, actually saw it on Facebook feed, you know, and I've looked at robots, you know, and stuff, you know, of course, you know, your feed is always linked to your interests, you know, so robots, you know, self-driving cars, Tesla, stuff like that. it popped up. I clicked the link. I looked at it, saw some videos. And I was like, wow, this would totally work in Eau Claire. And I think within like 2 weeks, the robot was there. It was pretty short and fast to get the robot there.
How much support do you get from the manufacturer? What do they do about maintenance if your robot goes, you know, just out of control? I don't know.
So we call in the National Guard.
No,
I'm kidding. No, so this robot is based out of Texas. So the company is in Texas. You know, the guy that came up to do the install are great. You know, I have their cell numbers. I got their emails. We've had a few, you know, little glitches, like Johnny, you know, didn't want to do this, do that, and I couldn't figure it out. So just text them, call them, and they're there pretty much, you know, all business hours, off hours to help you. And Johnny is, you know, connected to the Wi-Fi, so they can, you know, remotely log into them, you know, anywhere in the world that they have internet.
Oh.
You know, if someone's not office, they're at home, they just log in and see what's going on. And, you know, we usually have, I mean, the longest we had to get him, you know, checked by a technician was probably 10 minutes when, you know, something was just off. So it's very, very, very fast support.
How long does charging take?
A couple hours. You know, he runs all day. So mm-hmm. we charge him, you know, overnight, and then he'll run, you know, 8-9 hours, you know, constantly.
When you look at your books, Henry, how affordable is Johnny 5 to your business?
It's very affordable. You know, the cost of a robot, if you break it down, it's about the same as a server in Wisconsin. It's not, you know, not really anymore. So really it depends on, you know, what state you live in. You know, some states, you know, if your wage is, you know, let's say you're paying $10 an hour or $12 an hour base wage, Johnny would come in actually cheaper than hiring, you know, a human. You know, but the biggest thing is that Johnny is not here to replace humans or jobs. It's an aid.
May I ask, is this on a rental type contract, or do you actually own the robot outright?
We rented Johnny. You know, there's different programs with, you know, different companies and stuff like that. You can buy them. You can lease them. We leased it because, you know, software, especially with, you know, robotics and artificial intelligence, it's evolving so fast that when we leased it, that way, you know, next year when the best and greatest comes out, we just get the, you know, latest and greatest. We're not stuck with old hardware.
Let's turn to the pandemic. It's been a long road, a long 21 months for restaurants. How is Shanghai Bistro holding up? What has the impact been?
You know, we were very fortunate. You know, when we shut down, we do our takeout normally. So we were able to just switch gears to full takeout and delivery. So, you know, we laid off pretty much our front of the house staff for about, you know, 2-3 days, I think, until, you know, carryouts and deliveries took off. And then everybody was brought back and just put in different positions, you know, running food, bagging food, running out to the cars, stuff like that. So we weathered it with takeout and delivery. And then when things reopened, of course, everybody was just, you know, ready to go out to eat because they wanted that experience. And, you know, not just our restaurant, but every restaurant in town is just packed. I mean, everybody's eating out. So we were lucky. We definitely weathered it okay. And now we're, you know, pretty much back to normal.
How comfortable are you with the preventative public health measures out there, with vaccines, with masking? How do you deal with that?
You know, we just follow the guidelines, what our local health department recommends. So, you know, of course, we're not requiring anything that's not required. We just follow the guidelines. You know, our employees, you know, follow the guidelines, and we just take the advice of our local health department and just work with officials to, you know, make it safe for everybody.
You've worked in the restaurant business your whole life. What has this pandemic taught you about the industry?
You need to be able to change with just like that. You have to be able to adapt. It was a big eye-opener. You know, when things shut down, you know, talking to other colleagues, other restaurant owners, our suppliers, the restaurants that suffered the most was restaurants that didn't want change. Meaning, and a big change too is delivery. There's been a lot of news on these third-party delivery companies like Eat Street, Grubhub, DoorDash. You know, how they take fees and it costs the restaurant, you know, Uber, you know, so much money, and they're losing money. A lot of restaurants, a lot of operators don't want to use that service. They're more old school. You know, they just want to operate like how they have been for, you know, years and go on. But times are changing. You know, everybody orders from their phone. And if you don't get on board, you're obsolete. And I definitely saw it during the pandemic. You know, people that didn't do any takeout, didn't do any delivery, they went out of business.
Well, all our best to Johnny Five. And thank you for joining us, Henry.
Thank you.
Henry Chan owns Shanghai Bistro in Eau Claire. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Do hope you stay with us next hour as we take a look at the right to repair movement, what it means for the gadgets in your life. Now let's get a check on our year-end membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovshinsky. You count on WPR for these in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations alive and going strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference both this year and as we head into 2022 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, just looking at the scoreboard here, and we are looking to get 15 more gifts in the door in the next 5 minutes. You know, these hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation right now. Help us make that gift that will get us to that goal of 15 by 8 o'clock. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we talk about robots, we talk about tax collections, almost it seems in the same breath, not unusual, but you can be assured that you will always find an interesting topic to explore as we open up our minds together here on The Morning Show each weekday. Johnny Five is the kind of conversation you count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means your donation. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics, including Johnny Five, the topics that you tune into every day possible. Choose any amount that works for you, then make your gift. It's that simple.
And this drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month.
And Alliant Energy has made this program possible for us. They've partnered with us, and right now they're matching every meal given through the food bank thank you gifts. That could mean an extra, get this, more than 12,000 meals for your community. So you can increase your impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Thank you, Joan. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovshinsky. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you decide to set it at, that is the right amount.
And Kate, we've got an update here. We're much closer to our goal. We're looking now to get 10 more,
nice.
10 more gifts in the door in the next 3 minutes. When you give, not only do you help us meet these hourly goals, but you fund The Morning Show and all the other WPR programs you count on. So please give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you listen to WPR in school or as a kid in the back seat, in the car seat with, you know, with your parents at the wheel, or maybe you found us on your own. No matter how you first tuned in, you probably want to see WPR continue and thrive. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
And again, we are looking to get 10 more gifts in the door here in the next 2 minutes. Sue in Stone Lake says, WPR is my daily companion during my commute. Mary in Norwalk says, I learn so much and enjoy music and laughter and news I can trust. Well, Mary, Sue, thank you so much for your kind comments and your gifts of support. You can join Sue and Mary right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your